do it.
Yeah, no, I wanted to hear what Bob just said.
Okay, this is appeal hearing for 23 Yardle Lane. For the Board of Listers. The property owner is not here at the scheduled time. We'll go around the room and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Board of Listers.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
All right, because the property owner is not here and the representative Hans Husey is not here to represent them, we will take the evidence that Hans Husey has submitted and go into deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 98 Yardle Lane. The property owner is not here, nor is their representative Hans Husey here. He has submitted evidence we will take into consideration. We will now go around the room and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
And we will now go into deliberative session for the information presented. This is the appeal hearing for 88 Yardle Lane. The property owner is not here, nor is their representative Hans Husey, but they did submit evidence for the appraisal of their property. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Board of Listers.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
We will now go into deliberative session with the information that was presented. The appeal hearing for 84 Yardle Lane. The property owner is not here for the scheduled hearing, nor is the representative Hans Husey here, but Hans has submitted evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will use that evidence going to the deliberative session. We will now go around the table and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Board of Listers.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
And we will now deliver it based on the evidence presented. The appeal hearing for 64 Yardle Lane. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is the representative Hans Husey here to be heard on their behalf. We will go around the room and introduce yourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
And we will take the evidence that Hans has submitted and go into deliberative session and come up with a determination. This is the appeal hearing for 20 Yardle Lane. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is the representative Hans Husey that they have hired. We'll go around the table and introduce yourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session to come up with a determination of value. The appeal here for 101 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here, nor is the representative Hans Husey for the property. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
Take the evidence that Hans has submitted into deliberative session to determine a value. This is the appeal hearing for 125 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here for their scheduled hearing, nor is the representative for the property, Hans Husey. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
We will take the evidence that Hans has presented to us and go into deliberative session to determine a value. The appeal hearing for 155 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here for the scheduled hearing, nor is their representative Hans Husey. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Angela McDonald, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
We will take the evidence that Hans has submitted and go into deliberative session and determine a value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 370 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is the representative Hans Husief. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted some information on the valuation of the property. We will go take that evidence and go into deliberative session to determine a value. This is the appeal hearing for 350 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here, nor is their representative Hans Husi. We will go around the table for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister. Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted documentation for the evaluation of the property. We will use that documentation as evidence for the appeal, and we will now go into deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 328 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go, nor is Hans Husi, the representative of the property. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the fair market value of the property. We will take that evidence and go into deliberative session to determine the value. This is the appeal hearing for 15 Radford Lane. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is their representative Hans Husi. We will go around the table and introduce yourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery.
Charlotte Gardner.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted some evidence for the appraisal of the property. We will review that evidence in deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 16 Radford Lane. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is Hans Husi, the representative of the property. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry
Barrows-Lister. Hans has submitted evidence for the appraisal of the property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 274 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is their representative Hans Husi. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
We will now take the evidence that Hans has submitted for the appraisal of the property and go into deliberative session. Appeal hearing for 260 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here at the scheduled meeting time, nor is their representative Hans Husi. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the valuation of the property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session. We will now go into deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 222 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is Hans Husi, their representative for the appeal. We will go around the table and introduce yourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the assessment of the property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 210 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here, and Hans Husi, the representative of the property, is not here at the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the appraisal of the property. We will review that evidence in deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 184 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here, and Hans Husi, the representative of the property, is not here for the hearing, scheduled hearing time. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the assessment of their property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session. This is the appeal hearing for 176 Wellington Street. The property owner is not here at the scheduled meeting time, and their representative, Hans Fusi, is not here for the scheduled hearing time either. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will use that evidence in deliberative session now. This is the appeal hearing for 31 Lexington Road. The property owner is not here to be heard at the scheduled meeting time, and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here either. Hans, we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the assessment that we will go into deliberative session and take that evidence and review it. This is the appeal for 126 Wellington Street. The property owner is not here to be heard at the scheduled meeting time, and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here. We will go around the table and introduce yourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor. Hans has submitted evidence for the appraisal of the property. We will now go into deliberative session to review the evidence presented. This is the appeal hearing for 172 Brennan Street. The property owner is not here, nor is the representative Hans Husi for the scheduled meeting time. Hans, we'll go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted packets for evidence on the assessment of the property. We will take that evidence that was submitted and go into deliberative session now to review. This is the appeal hearing for 144 Brennan Street. The property owner is not here to be heard, nor is their representative Hans Husi for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the table for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will take that evidence now into deliberative session to determine value on the property. This is the appeal hearing for 233 Coventry Road. The property owner is not here for the scheduled time, nor is their representative Hans Husi. Hans did submit evidence that we will use. We will now go around the table and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
All right, we will take the evidence that Hans presented into deliberative session to determine the value. This is the appeal hearing for 200 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here, and their representative Hans Husi is not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the room and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
That's us. Hans did present evidence for the valuation of the properties. We will take that evidence now into deliberative session to determine a value. This is the appeal hearing for 29 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here, nor is the representative Hans Husi for the scheduled hearing time. We will now go around the room and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans did present evidence for fair market value of the property. We will now take that evidence and go into deliberative session to review the evidence and come up with a determination of value. This is the appeal hearing for 317 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is there Representative Hans Husey for the time. We will go around the room and introduce herself for who is here today. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Jerry Barrows Lister.
Hans did represent or did submit evidence to help us determine fair market value of the property. We will take that evidence into deliberative session to review it and come up with a determination of value. This is the appeal hearing for 75 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here at the scheduled meeting time, nor is there Representative Hans Husey. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here today. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Jerry Barrows Lister.
Hans did give some documentation to help us determine the value of the property. We will now take that information that was presented into a deliberative session to determine the value of the property. The appeal hearing for 99 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is Hans Husey the representative of the property. We will now go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Gary Barrows Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will take that evidence into a deliberative session to determine the value of the property. The appeal hearing for 305 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is their representative Hans Husey. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Carrie Barrows Lister.
Hans did submit evidence to help us determine the value of the property. We will now take that evidence into deliberative session to review and determine a value for the property. Appeal hearing 135 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is there Representative Hans Husey. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here today. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Jerry Barrows Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the appraisal of the property. We will now take that evidence into a deliberative session to determine the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 185 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, and Hans Husey is not here for the scheduled meeting time for this appeal. We will now go around the table and introduce ourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Mary Barrows Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will now take that evidence into a deliberative session to determine the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 283 Wedgwood Road. The property owner is not here at the scheduled meeting time, nor is their representative Hans Husey. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here for the hearing. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Carrie Barrows Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the evaluation of the property. We will take that evidence into a deliberative session to determine the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 235 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, nor is their representative Hans Husey. We will now go around the table and introduce yourselves for who is here for the hearing. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Angela McDonald Lister.
Jerry Barrows Lister.
Hans has submitted evidence for the property that we will take into deliberative session. Now take into deliberative session to review to determine the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 223 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here for the scheduled meeting time, and their representative Hans Husey is not here for the scheduled hearing time either. We will go around the table and introduce herself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Gary Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the valuation of the property. We will now take that evidence into deliberative session to determine value. This is the appeal hearing for 253 Waverly Circle. The property owner is not here, and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the scheduled hearing time. We will now go around the table and introduce herself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Gary Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit some evidence for the valuation of the property. We'll use that evidence to help determine the value in deliberative session now. This is the appeal hearing for 277 Wedgwood Road. The property owner and the property owner's representative, Hans Husi, is not here during the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Gary Barrows-Lister.
Hans Husi did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now go into deliberative session and review that evidence and determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 257 Wedgwood Road. The property owner and the property owner's representative, Hans Husi, is not here during the scheduled meeting time for the appeal hearing. We will go around the room to introduce ourselves so it's on the record of who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Gary Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 223 Waverly Circle. The property owner and the representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the scheduled hearing time. We will go around the table and introduce yourselves. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Oh, Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 355 Waverly Circle. The property owner and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the scheduled hearing time. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit some evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session and review and determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 10 Waverly Circle. The property owner and their representative are not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Gary Barrows-Lister.
Hans did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to review and come up with a determination on the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 172 Wedgwood Road. The property owner and their representative are not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
The property owner's representative, Hans Husi, did submit evidence for the appraisal of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to review and determine the value. The appeal hearing for 24 Waverly Circle. The property owner and their representative, Hans Husi, are not here for the hearing. We will go around the table and introduce yourself for who is here for the hearing. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans Husi did submit evidence to help in the determination of the value of the property. We will now take that evidence into deliberative session and determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 51 Greenbrier Lane. The property owner and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the hearing. We will now go around the table and introduce ourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town and Coastal Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Derry Barrows-Lister.
Hans Husi did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session and review and to help us determine the value of the property. This is the appeal hearing for 182 Wilmington Road. The property owner and the property owner's representative are not here for the appeal hearing. We will now go around the table and introduce yourselves for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town and Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
The property owner's representative, Hans Husi, did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to review and determine a value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 19 Greenbrier Lane. The property owner and the property owner's representative, Hans Husi, are not here to be heard for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Hans Husi did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into deliberative session to review and come up with a valuation. This is the appeal hearing for 19 Greenbrier Lane. The property owner is not here, and their representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the room and introduce herself for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Hans did send information on the property that we will now take into account in deliberative session and determine value. This is the appeal hearing for 118 Wilmington Road. The property owner and the property owner's representative, Hans Husi, is not here for the scheduled meeting time. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves for who is here today. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Terry Barrows-Lister.
Representative did submit evidence for the valuation of the property, which we will now take into a deliberative session to review and determine the value for the property. This is the appeal hearing for 40 Greenbrier Lane. The property owner and the property owner's representative, Hans Husi, are not here for the appeal hearing. We will go around the table for introduce yourselves for the record for who is here. Robert Vickery, Town and Colchester Assessor's Office.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
The representative did submit evidence for the appeal hearing. We will now take that evidence into a deliberative session to review and determine a value of the property. So I'm going to turn it this way so you can see all the board listers. All right, so this would be the appeal hearing for the three mobile home parks, Breezy Acres, Hillcrest, and Westbury Mobile Home Park. And we have Hans Husi representing several mobile home owners and the parks themselves here. Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves so it's on record who's here.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Jerry Barrows-Lister.
Robert Vickery, Town and Colchester Assessor, and Hans?
Hi, Hans Husi with MSK Attorneys.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to turn the volume up, Hans.
See if I can find the volume here.
I'm
going to
shut my door.
Turn it down, turn it up.
That should be loud.
Should be 74.
Let's see.
All right, let's test that volume. All right, Hans.
Is that better?
Much.
Good. So you've got the floor, Hans.
All right. The associations take the position that the common land that the town is taxing at, I believe, $5 million, $1 million, and then several hundred thousand dollars for the three parts has no value to any investor and couldn't be put on the market and sold for anything. We've submitted an appraisal that supports that conclusion. These lands are tied up with covenants that restrict the use of the property for a charitable purpose consistent with the mobile home park. So even if the members were to vote to dissolve the corporation and try and sell the land, they are prohibited by their corporate documents from doing so. The only thing they could do would be to transfer the property to another similar organization, also organized as a charitable organization for the purpose of promoting affordable housing. So the property can't be sold, and the rental income is restricted to the cost of operating the park. So no profit can be made by any investor were they to purchase this. They can't raise rents and pocket a net profit because the rent is restricted to the amount of the maintenance expenses by covenant. This is clearly set forth in the appraisal. It's set forth in the various association documents that I provided to you. And it's consistent with decisions that have been made elsewhere in the state. Another park is pursuing the same issue, I believe, in Castleton. And then two others have historically not seen their common land taxed at all. So this is nothing new. And this is also entirely consistent with how similar properties owned by arguably wealthier individuals are taxed, namely condominiums. When you tax a condominium, you don't look at the sales value of the condominium and come up with a value, and then add to that value the value of any common land, swimming pool, or tennis courts they have. This is because it's assumed that when the unit is bought and sold, the value of the right to use that common land is included in the sales price. I've taken this up to the Supreme Court twice and won both times on this issue. When you tax the common land separately, it results in what's called double taxation because it's taxed once as part of the interest of the home that is purchased and then taxed again as the common land. This is also clearly demonstrated by the fact that if we look at the last 2 years of sales, we did Westbury as an example, and there are a significant number of sales, I think 20 or 25. And I appreciate, I sent that spreadsheet in this morning. You didn't have it much in advance of this hearing. They show that on average, the town is overvaluing the homes by 20% before the alleged value of the common land is added to them. If you use the value post the addition of the common land as proposed by the town, these homes are going to be overvalued by, on average, by 40% based on actual sales data. And it's an actually absolute truism that if you appeal one of these and get up in front of a superior court or before the state tax board, the primary evidence they're going to rely on, if it's available, is sales data. And the town's methodology of valuing these properties is entirely inconsistent with that data and is resulting in the overtaxation of some of the communities, I would arguably lesser advantaged citizens. And I think that's it. I don't know if you need anything more. I think in my emails, I directed you to where in the organizational documents the restrictions on sale are. It has been reviewed by a professional appraiser, and he has reached the same conclusion. You might also note that the substantially less value placed on it, on the common land, if you could use it for a profit business, because of the very poor state of the infrastructure in these parks, their need of serious upgrade if one were to take it over and try and run it as a for-profit operation. So I guess my question is, do you have any questions for me at this point?
Does the board have any questions?
No. The only thing I want to know, Hans, is I understand that there was a grant procured for at least one or two of these parks to accommodate the expenses of the infrastructure repairs?
I don't know anything about that. I could look at that and see how much of the potential repairs that's going to cover. If it's true, I don't have any reason to doubt you. I mean, I just dealt with a similar grant over at Milton Mobile Home Park, where they put in a new septic system. So there may or may not be a grant out there. I don't think there was a grant at the time of the appraisal, and I would be very surprised if that grant would cover all of the costs that we're talking about. But I can get back to you with that information. I don't have it at
Please.
My hands now.
Just for your information, Hans, it is Breezy Acres and Hillcrest both have grants for electric upgrades.
Electric upgrades, sorry.
As testimony gave to a testimony given to us during the hearings.
All right. So you want to? Are you interested in the amount of those grants or just the existence of them?
Oh, the amount.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't know.
Right, and I think if you look at the appraisal, the electric was just one of the concerns cited by the expert. It was also stormwater and septic issues that they have to deal with.
Yep.
I don't have any other questions.
Nope, I'm good.
Well, that's quick. Anything else to add, Hans?
No, I don't think so. So that's, 400 hearings in 15 minutes?
Well, we still have to read each hearing into the record, so.
But right, I appreciate that, but we're going to submit the exact same evidence,
yep.
And then depending on what the outcome is, we'll, you know, I don't think if you would help to have a further written document summarizing this, I could prepare one and get it to you by close of business tomorrow. But I don't know. I think it's fairly straightforward
what our
position is.
That would be really helpful, Hans, to summarize the arguments. We do have the emails you sent and all of the documents that you sent along as well with those emails, including that appraisal. So that's great evidence. I appreciate it.
I'll shoot for getting you something Tuesday by 5. And I'll include the grant information in that when I send it. And then I personally don't have any intention of attending any of these other hearings. I don't think any of the individual homeowners at this point are pursuing house-specific issues. I know some of them met with you before this and got decisions, and I wasn't directed to appeal any of those. So those issues are set aside.
Yeah, I believe there was...
It's the common issue at this point.
I believe there was 36 mobile homeowners that you're representing that appealed earlier of the list of people you've given us, so... And I believe we've heard all of those hearings, so.
Do we want a list of the cooperative members?
I don't think we
don't need it at this point.
I think, yeah, Hans, do you have a list of the people? Because we had heard that there's roughly 8 or 9 people who are not members of the cooperative that live in Westbury. That do not have proprietary leases, and we don't have a list of those. We don't know who they are.
So they rent?
Yeah. Well, no, they own their mobile home, but they're not, they've chosen not to become members of the cooperative. So they're not paying the dues. Well, I think that because they were there when it was bought into a cooperative, they had the opportunity to opt out.
All right. I'll look at that and get you, do you want the names of those?
Yeah, the names and addresses. I'm unaware of how to deal with those exactly. I mean, just to be honest. So, whether or not they should, that common land and facilities value gets added to those 8 or 9, and then the cooperative gets a value for those on its own because they're not proprietary leases. I'm not sure how to handle that. So, I want to. But we don't know who is or not. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
This is not bad. I did have a couple hearings in Cambridge where I represented, I want to say, 10,000 owners in an hour, but those are with timeshares. By 25 different people.
I think I heard about that. Yeah, that's something. That's interesting.
Well, those poor timeshare owners, the town had their individual ownership interest, I think, valued at between $5,000 and $10,000. And I walked in with a stack of deeds and said to the Board of Listers, my clients are happy to give them to you for free. Take them. Nobody wants these. The cost of maintaining them is more than they're worth. So it's a sad situation when you get trapped in something like that.
Thank this God.
All right.
Thank God we don't have timeshares in Colchester.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
All right. I will prepare that memorandum for you and get it to you Tuesday, and then look forward to hearing from the board.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
And,
just before we go, should we just send you the result of grievance notice, or should we send
that'd
it to?
That'd be fine, and I can make sure it gets disseminated. By the various associations, I can pass it along, make your life easier.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
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 Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I thought it was interesting that he felt the timeshare people were trapped. How does he feel about the mobile homeowners being trapped?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, he actually used the word trapped. Mm-hmm. His poor timeshare owners are trapped. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say so are the mobile homeowners. Yeah. So are the mobile homeowners.
Yeah.
You want my notes?
No, don't mention this off. We're going to go into deliberative session now for the hearing. And then we'll go around the room and introduce ourselves for who is here. Then you'll have your time to let us know what you believe the value should be and why.
Okay.
And then if the board has any questions for you, we'll ask. And then we'll end this meeting, go into deliberative session, determine a value, and then you'll receive a result or grievance notice from the town by certified mail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Charlotte Gardner-Lister.
Angela McDonald-Lister.
Kayla Maynard, owner of 33 Naomi's Way, Unit 302, with my husband, Jordan.
Okay. All right, you've got the floor, Naomi.
All right. So like I kind of mentioned, we are selling the condo. We listed it in April, and we did, you know, our realtor did a lot of fair value assessments and of the property and the surrounding area, and the max we've listed it for was 350. It sat on the market for a very long time until we lowered it down to 340. Still no offers with 340, and we're finally selling it with the one and only offer at 330. So to me, I think it's definitely closer, should be valued at that 330 that we are selling it for next month, because we couldn't even list it for the amount that it was assessed at, and we got no offers for that at that price, so at 350. So to us, we think it should be lowered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's closings in August, she said?
August 10th, yep.
August 10th.
So I'm doing this too as a courtesy for her, because I disagree with, what was it? It was assessed at
376.
And it's a two-bedroom with two full baths?
Yes.
What is your association dues there?
666. It's high.
Mm-hmm. And what does that cover, Kayla?
So it covers the HVAC system. So you do have your cooling and your heating. That's inclusive. It includes the gas. It includes very, very, very basic cable, like ABC, CBS. It includes, you know, a lot of the PUD stuff, so your trash and recycling, because it's within that Severance Corners type thing. Trash recycling, it includes the snow removal, It doesn't include landscaping for our specific building, but it does for the, you know, common areas. There's also some other PUD aspects where there's like a recreation room, and just a lot of shared costs of the upkeep of the building.
And obviously water. Does
yes,
it
water.
Have electricity?
It does not.
That's probably the only utility that...
Yep.
And an upgraded cable.
Yep, upgraded cable, internet. Yep.
You have to get on your own.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I don't either.
I'm all set.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the documents get to me, because that's been one of the struggles.
Oh, sure.
Because we are living at a different address. So will it get mailed to my current address or the 33 Naomi's Way?
What you can do is we'll have it. You'll have a decision in a couple weeks.
Okay.
You can call here or you can come in and pick up a copy of it if you're worried.
Okay. Can I email you, or should it be better to... Because I think I got your email.
Email to Colchester Assess.
Assess, okay, in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
okay.
So by statute, we have to have mailed out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. We're closing hearings tomorrow.
Okay.
So you'll get something within 14 days.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
Yes.